This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
First, though, a couple of emails, and you can always reach out to us. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it. This one's about a unicorn lesbian.
Nice.
Okay.
This woman says, penis balls, longtime listener. Please don't mention my name. But I had to share this and see if any other of your female listeners have experienced this. I'm an attractive, heterosexual, happily married woman. Before I was married, I had opportunities to experiment sexually with women, but I never followed through with anything because I've always considered myself strictly dickly.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate an attractive woman, but it's more in line with, wow, she's gorgeous. She's got a great body. I'd love to have that body. Not, I want to have sex with that
body. I want to be in that body. Mm.
She said, I met a lesbian recently, though, and I've never had an immediate reaction like this to another woman before. I've heard lesbians call into your show and say they could get any heterosexual woman they wanted, and I always thought, whatever, not me, no way.
Yes, they can.
They can.
And they will.
I work at the front desk of a medical office, and this woman came in as a new client. She had a slightly masculine appearance to her, but not unattractive, nothing spectacular either. But pretty face, short blonde hair under a baseball cap, t-shirt, pants from the 80s that I would never be caught dead in. But then she spoke. She had the most beautiful, sexy,
easy, Dave,
Australian accent.
Oh, well. All
right.
As soon as she started
talking, to whisper to us, and I start to get freaked out.
Stop it. As soon as she started talking,
I know you do.
I was fixated and very attracted to her. We talked for a while, with her mentioning her wife a few times, and me actually feeling jealous of that wife. Once she went into an examination room, I couldn't stop thinking about this woman. I knew I was going to tell my husband, and I knew it was going to give him fantasies for days. So she comes back to the front desk so our nurse could check her out and get her on her way. The three of us stood there talking for another long bit. And after she left, my coworker, who is also a happily married straight woman, turned to me and said, I would so date that lady. She was like the unicorn lesbian. The only woman I've ever met that I know without a doubt, if I was single and she asked me out, I would go and I would go all the way.
She knows.
Entire thing caught me off guard. I had to share it with you guys and see if any of your listeners have experienced anything similar. Ladies, have you encountered the unicorn lesbian who you thought about switching teams for? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969.
Most of them have and have switched. For a minute, at least.
It sounds like it was just the accent.
It might have, that one might have been the accent a little bit, but
the accent
they
put it
carry
over the
themselves.
Edge.
Listen, they, girls like that, that are like, they're the seducer of other women. They carry themselves in a way, the same way that like a guy who's like a stud.
Yeah, the confidence.
The confidence. They carry themselves the same exact way.
So that confidence combined with the sexy accent was enough. Because it sounds like she wasn't like drop-dead gorgeous or anything.
No, it's not about that.
She's like, I went into their doctor's office and everybody fell in love with me.
What lesbian power she has.
Listen, even the guys I knew that were like, that were great with chicks, they weren't the best looking dude in the room all the time.
Gotta have game.
It's the game, man.
The game.
Yeah, that chick has a white hot game.
Yeah, they spit fire.
Is she a game, or is she just walking into a doctor's office? It didn't sound like she was really trying. She just said hello.
I don't think she has to try.
When you have game, you have game wherever you are.
Game is usually a game. It's like effort.
Yeah.
Not just walk in and say, hey.
Sometimes it's effortless.
Yeah, I think, like, we had a buddy. We called him the King. The King could make it happen whenever the King wanted it to happen. The King would go into scenarios that you couldn't believe it. He wasn't our friend at first.
Yeah.
We were all sitting with a group of girls that we kind of hung out with. He came and sat in between two guys at this table. We were like, who the F is this guy? I'm like, well, we were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? He was like, are you guys with any of these ladies?
The King was your friend forever, right?
The King was then worshipped.
Yes. Right.
We accepted the King into our court.
Yeah.
He became our king.
That's awesome.
The team was amazing, dude.
This guy says, I'm a super straight man, but I'd almost blow a dude with an Australian accent. I love that accent. Calm down there, fella. This woman says, I wouldn't leave my husband for it, but I've definitely met that unicorn lesbian that really makes you rethink yourself.
Wow. They're out there.
They have a power.
Don't you think if a unicorn lesbian makes you rethink yourself, there's definitely a bit of something there to begin with.
Yeah, there has to be.
Because I think there's some women, there's no matter how sexy a unicorn lesbian is, there's no way they'd think, well, I'd definitely have sex with that one.
Right.
I agree.
I do too, but I do think that there is a time and a place where girls are vulnerable for attack.
Mm-hmm.
And generally it's like a college thing.
Because if it was like a guy, this was happening to a guy, we'd be like, oh, you're gay. You know, you want to be with men.
Yeah, I would agree.
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of her that wants to be with women, because I don't think it would work on every woman.
Of course. No. If Andy was sitting behind a desk somewhere and an Australian guy came in and Andy was like, well, I'm straight, but I would get with that guy.
Fine example.
You know, you'd question it.
100%.
Right, I would. I'm probably gay since I want to blow this Australian man.
I will say this too, though. That girl, she knows the girl to look for. She can smell it. She knows when she walks in a room which one is the one. They know.
But she was just going to a doctor's office and walked in and said hello.
People at any time.
As soon as she said hello, that was all it took. It wasn't even like she was trying. I'm just saying, she's not even like she was trying. She wasn't trying anything. She was just like walking. I know, but I don't know if she was like, she had to talk to her because she was at the front desk.
She was there.
She's like, it wasn't like, I'm going to talk to you.
Right. No, she just walks up. You know, she's one of these girls. Mm-hmm. She's one of these girls, you know?
Yeah. If there's cracks in the defenses, she'll find them.
This person said, unicorn lesbians do exist. I've never in my life had a lesbian experience, but I've just met one lesbian I would switch it up for. Someone said, I've always been with men. I've been semi-attracted to some women, but I've always considered myself straight. But I recently met a woman and instantly knew I had to be with her. Now she's my girlfriend.
Oh, my.
She's not alone. I met my unicorn lesbian, too.
Just can't imagine telling my husband that. Like, oh, I met this woman. You know, I don't think he would be excited about it.
No,
what?
Yeah. Well, like, to me, I'd be like, I'd shake your hand because I'm like, okay, well, I can't compete against that chick.
Nothing I could do.
No. If you're into the short-haired, semi-pretty blonde girl with the fork tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've been married a while and you just bust that out. It sounds like her husband was fine with it.
Well, she said gave him fantasies for days.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a different situation for different people.
Yeah.
Laura's with us here. Hi, Laura, you're a lesbian. Can you speak to... what? Something happened.
Oh, no.
We lost the lesbian. The lesbian line went away.
Oh, no.
Please refire the lesbian lines immediately.
It's one of our...
Something's going weird. It's going on with the phone system today anyway.
Oh, great.
Yeah. lesbian, please call back. 1-855-954-6969 if you're out there. There's a bunch of women, though. When I get drunk, my inner lesbian comes out. My husband absolutely loves it. He eggs me on to take the woman home. Tells me he'll just jerk it in the corner. Yeah, but I've never done it.
He's playing with fire there.
Yeah, he is. That's where you're just stuck in the corner. Relegated to just corner jerking.
So that's not a cuckold, but kind of?
It's not, but I mean, it's close.
It's right there.
When one of these chicks comes to town, it's almost a cuckold. Because you're going to get outplayed.
Banished to the corner to touch myself? That's kind of a cuckold to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a similar feel.
Yeah. Because to me, there's a real big difference between like, oh, it's like the girl and like the super pretty girl. But then there's a difference between like a girl and like the dominant, almost masculine in a way, girl.
Yeah.
That's like
gonna do
there to upstage you.
Right. And she will.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the bits.
There are people that side with Lisa on this that that side of it that can never wrap their head around it. Someone else said, I think it's just 2019 and everybody's screwing everybody.
Well, it might be, but
there's a lot more fluidity.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like with everything.
Usually you figure that out before. You just don't have somebody
before
walk
you're in. Deep
in
a marriage.
Like in a marriage with a kid, right? It's like, oh, this woman.
I want a divorce because a beautiful Australian lesbian lady spoke to me once at the doctor's office, so now everything's different.
That's exactly how it happens. I wish it didn't happen that way. I wish it didn't happen that way.
I mean, she got
way.
Jealous of the woman's wife or girlfriend or whatever.
Sorry,
she has.
I hate her girlfriend already, too. It's really crazy feelings inside me.
She just met her.
That chick all the
That's
time.
Crazy.
She came waltzing in. Just
That's not normal.
Talk like Steve Irwin. It was super sexy.
It was crazy because I went to.
Meanwhile, her dude's like, "Oh, tell me more."
Yeah. One of like so when I was in college, there was like a French friend of ours, very pretty girl. You could always kind of tell something was going on though, and she was like long blonde hair, blah blah blah, and then just one day cut it all down. And she morphed into. Oh, no. This exact person that you're talking about.
Morphed into a lady killer.
Yeah. That's what she did. This woman said, I've never considered or cared to be with another woman, but I have had women catch my eye before. My husband and I have been known to check out women together. It's kind of fun, like foreplay.
Well, it's different saying, oh, she's beautiful, or like, she's hot.
It is odd, like Lisa said, for you to come home and tell your guy, this chick came into work today, and I've been fantasizing about her all day long.
Jealous of her wife.
I'm jealous of her wife.
Yeah. It's...
If Amber
and,
just like said
I wish
that to
I
me
could
one
be
day,
with her.
This woman came into the office, and wow.
Yeah.
I just thought about doing all sorts of things with her.
So yeah. Blown away.
I'd be like, what?
Yeah, I don't go right to fantasy town. I go to what?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. She has the secret ancient knowledge.
But sometimes I think it's just all about the right place, right time. And, you know, I know you say you're happily married, but how long have you been married? How boring is it getting? Like, you know.
Listen to this one, a little different take. I'm a 300-pound straight biker, straight as can be.
Yeah.
My wife sent me to the vet with our dog. While sitting there, one of the docs came out to call someone back. This dude was unbelievable, hot as F. I couldn't even look at this dude because he was so hot.
Jesus.
Never in my life have I been so uncomfortable looking at someone. And no, I didn't have fantasies about this dude, but I couldn't believe I couldn't even look this guy in the eye. It's like if you ran into a prince, this guy was so pretty. So now me and the wife call him Dr. Dreamy.
Huh.
Even then, if I said that to a...
Chicks are like, where is this doctor? Where is this vet? I have a sick dog. I broke my dog's leg on purpose.
It's funny. Think of like a big burly biker dude just like, oh, man, you are beautiful.
God damn it.
Don't look at me. Stop it. I'm blushing.
So I guess people are trying to call us, but they can't get through on the goddamn phone lines. There's something.
We can't even get the
other phone line.
Updated
the software, and the lesbians are saying we can't get through on the phone lines.
That's an awful
thing. Wait a second, Dave. We've just created anti-lesbian phone lines? What have you done?
I don't know.
God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I knew this was the end of the show.
The universe is just trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
I guess we can't speak to lesbians. Then there is no point in going on.
No.
we lost it all that day.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for trying to reach out to us.
The phone lines died.
Lesbians. But yeah, our update bans you from calling us, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
We'll move on. But to this lady here, definitely there's more to it than you think. I don't think you just met the unicorn lesbian. I think that you have underlying desires.
Yeah.
One woman just talking to you shouldn't make you think of giving it all up.
Right. Yeah. It's like it changed my whole life, flip it upside down just to be with this Australian lesbian lady.
Our next email comes from someone who signs off as Confused Beehole.
Ooh.
Yes.
She says, please keep me anonymous. She says, please keep me anonymous. Last night, my fiance and I did it back there for the first time.
Confused.
We had done some playful backdoor stuff before, just with the RJ.
Wow.
And he seemed to enjoy that.
He sure did.
He liked it.
He also seemed to enjoy when I tickled around his area.
Oh, okay. Ooh, now I'm putting it all together. Okay.
Well, last night, I wanted to please him and let him go where no one has gone before. He did not enjoy it. Now, I didn't enjoy it myself, but I thought I was doing it for him. After the fact, he said, it made him think of gay sex. So him going in her backside made him think of gay sex.
He's got some stuff on his mind.
What?
So he wouldn't really even look at me after and was acting weird in general. Yeah. My question to you guys is, should I be concerned about his feelings about this and his acting weird?
I would just ask Lisa this question.
I should think maybe more about this. We've been together 4 years. We have a kid. Love you all. Your laugh gets me every time, Dave. Lisa, your one-liners are the best. Thanks for making my commute easier. Signed, confused, behold.
He's the one that put it in there. It's not her fault.
Well, she encouraged him to.
Yeah, but...
Also, he's not into it.
He just doesn't dig it.
He didn't dig it, which is, that's one thing. You can think to yourself, oh, that's a little bit more gross than I would want to venture. The part that's odd is I instantly began to think of me having sex with a man.
Yeah. Something's up.
That should never cross your mind.
Did you?
Strange.
You did?
That's a lady's behind.
You did?
Odd.
Huh. A man, you say?
I think he's got the confused behold.
He really should be thinking that.
Never. No. That should never cross your mind.
No. Nope.
That's very odd.
So I mean, I don't know. Is that extreme homophobia or is that closeted?
Well, I think that extreme homophobia like that only comes with one thing.
Yeah, with closeted,
repressed gay feeling.
Yep.
His not being able to look her in the eye.
Well, because maybe he realized something. I always think like someone eventually down the line like realizes something and is like, oh, God. It all comes rushing forward, and they're like, man, I've been pushing all that those feelings back forever. And
he made her feel bad about it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Right.
Especially for that, because it's like this thing that a girl
thinks they're doing something real special for a guy.
Of course.
I like this text. He's certainly gay.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that's not he's
not just he, just he. He's certainly gay.
He's certainly gay.
Someone said he's either really homophobic, like more so than any other man in the world, or he's a closet homosexual and can't admit it to himself.
Yeah. Said. But Chuck's right about that. Like the severe homophobia is
it's tied in.
It's because there's something in you.
Yeah. The most homophobic guy I ever knew always ended up like, I picked a guy up at night and he touched my legs and God, he was so gay.
Had all those stories.
I'm like, what'd you pick a guy up at night for? On the road? Huh?
Yeah.
That's wild. What a choice.
Everyone's saying the same thing. Think about it, lady. He stuck it in your behind and thought about gay sex.
I know that to me is like the number one, like,
yeah.
Huh?
This guy's had, I've had backdoor with a lady. Gay thoughts never crossed my mind.
No. I wouldn't assume. Really. Know you're doing something wild, right? Like, you know it's different and you know it's, like, crazy, but it's still the same girl is right there. Could it be shaking girl noise?
I mean, I'm leaning towards what everyone else is thinking, but let's look at it from a different perspective. Could it be shameful? Could it be like he's like, oh, God, that's my lady. I shouldn't have done that. Like, maybe. You know?
But still, to think of him. Well,
they didn't think about that with the old when they went to RJ Town.
Yeah.
True.
You know what I mean?
You can RJ someone and look him in the eye.
Yeah, right.
But then after that, to me, it was all about the feelings that got unlocked.
Yeah, there's something in his brain that got unlocked.
And then he let a little bit of his gay show because he was like, he admitted too much.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just saying, You know what? It's kind of grossed me out a little bit. I'm not really into it. Their other thing is great, and I love it, and it's right there, so I'll just stick with that.
Yeah.
That, I think, is what maybe a straight guy would say who's not into it.
It's even, like, hard to do. Somebody just did something for you. It's hard to be like, that was terrible.
I can't look you in the eye.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, I don't think we should speak for a few days.
That's so crazy to think that way.
I appreciate you going adventurous with me.
But here's the review. I put you on Yelp, and it's bad.
I didn't care for that.
Gave you one brown star.
Someone said perhaps the disco police need to take him away and help him understand what's going on.
Yeah.
True. So, I would, I'd be a little bit worried, confused B-hole, about what's going on with your guy.
They said, Pandora's super gay box.
Someone said, maybe this guy's girlfriend is a really manly ass.
Got an ass like a man.
Jesus.
Strong.
Oh, it's
powerful. Broad.
Him thinking of that is definitely the big question mark here. So
yeah.
Maybe look into that a little more. And on a related note, this next email is kind of similar. This guy said, my buddy wants to know if being pegged by a girl makes him gay or not. Can you please evaluate it? Because we've had full-on conversations about this, and we can't seem to figure it out.
It does not.
It doesn't.
It does not. No.
No, it's a new day. It's a new day back there.
What makes you gay?
Wanting men.
Wanting men.
That's
it.
That's right.
That's where it starts. It's where it begins.
Anything that happens on your body with a woman, heterosexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many guys have opened that back door that have never opened it up before.
Yeah.
And have professed their love for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dig it.
It's when it's a guy.
Yes. That's gay. If a man is impaling you, then that's a different story.
Turns out.
Yeah. That's when you know you're gay.
Yeah. You know? But outside of that, he's good to go. Tell him not to worry about it. Stress about it too much.
It's just crazy because if someone out there is like talking to you all the time about, like, man, I think this pegging, I'm pretty sure it's going to make me gay if I do it. You know, like, they're so super into pegging.
Yeah.
They want to be pegged so bad. Just do it.
Yeah, they're too scared.
Like, you're talking to all your friends about it.
And I'd like to discuss something with you fellas.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'd like to pick your brain about something. I've been thinking a lot about pegging. You guys got that going on?
What? I don't know. Just top of my head, first thing to my mind. What about pegging? You guys want to talk about that for a bit around the campfire?
I'm worried that if I do it, it makes me gay.
Right?
What a bizarre conversation to have with your buddies. But again,
another beer, Frank?
Yeah, sure.
Come on in here. I'm talking about pegging with the boys.
Oh, again?
Mm-hmm.
Again. Okay, it's a different day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This next story is with Miley Cyrus. She loves TSA pat-downs, and she always gets one because she refuses to take off her jewelry when she goes through airport security. But she does that on purpose.
Her bit jewelry?
Oh, it just says jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
She says they get very sensitive with the pat-down, and I'm kind of like, I'm into this. I love human touch, you know. But they're getting more and more nervous about doing that kind of thing. But I actually like it, she says. I need that human touch. So she intentionally wants to get the pat down.
James does too.
They're very, very gentle around the genitals.
This is the way they take the back of their hand and just like go right down.
You know,
down
okay,
the shaft.
So here, let's feel for the TSA folks for a minute. They get a bad rap sometimes, but because there's people that hate this and hate having to get a pat down. But then there's perverts. I'm not saying Miley Cyrus is, you wouldn't mind patting her down, I'm sure. But the perverts of the world that intentionally do this kind of
stuff. Yes, I got something in my pants.
Right. So now you've got Miley to pat Cyrus that guy down. Now Buffalo Bill needs a pat down, and you've got to pat down Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill likes it.
Did you find something on your scanner?
Oh, God, yeah. Step over here. What is it, Bill?
Wires around it or yeah. something, huh?
Yeah, what is this? What are you? Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to take my hand and...
Are you touching something?
What is that? That's not wires.
No.
Why is that doing that? Oh! Oh!
Keep going.
That's... Oh, God. What is this?
I swear there's wires.
You literally just wrapped some loose wires around your penis?
I did.
You
That's
did, didn't you?
Every time.
Oh, my God.
Been arrested
It's
for
all
it.
Tangled now that you're erect.
helps keep it up.
Enjoy your flight.
Thanks, guys.
There's nothing they can do, right? If someone gets erect during a pat down, they can't report them. They can't. That's not sexual harassment.
They're allowed to tase it right in the Johnson.
No, but there's nothing I can't say. Oh my God, this guy got erect when I patted him down. I'm going to report him.
I feel like there might be something you could do. I feel like there might be something you could do.
Like if you got, I don't think they can charge you for getting an erection.
Yeah, it's not my fault you're still getting
it. It all depends, I guess, what you do.
Like, if you get the erection and then take it out, then yeah.
Or just even try and get them with it a little bit.
Like, hump their hand.
You know? Like, make sure their hand hits it. They could get you.
So that sucks. I feel for them in those situations.
They don't look pleased.
I just don't understand how you'd even get a boner in that.
Well, you're
situation.
Not a pervert.
It's so fast.
It's not a boner town.
Yeah.
No.
Not a bone zone.
And we're not in that mind zone either. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, there's no perverts here. This Florida woman arrested because Burger King employees wouldn't give her and her girlfriend free fries.
Just some free fries, maybe, with the...
Are you serious?
BK quad stacker.
I bought all the burgers. Get us some free fries.
Come on. Look, no one's bought this many burgers.
Me and my girl. Just want some fries.
Shakes, too.
Just want some, just want some fries.
Well, when Burger King wouldn't free give her the free fries, when the workers there wouldn't give her the fries,
yeah,
her and her girlfriend tried to rob the place.
That's it.
That's all. They'll get it.
That robbery turned into a brawl when employees still refused to hand over anything, including any money.
I'll come back there if I can hop this.
Oh, get up there.
God, it's like you've seen the video. I'll show you the video. That's what happens.
Come on. Guys are lucky.
I'm going to try this one with a running start.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, God, your knees. You hit your shin.
Really smacked my belly.
42-year-old Natasha Bagley faces charges of burglary with assault or battery, armed robbery, and criminal mischief. Bagley carried out the attempted robbery with her girlfriend, but for some reason, her girlfriend hasn't been apprehended. I guess they haven't found her.
Oh, God.
Prosecutors say the incident began when Bagley and her girlfriend demanded free French fries at the Burger King on South Dixie Highway when the employees refused and they insulted Bagley's girlfriend.
What did you just say? Are you serious right now? I'm going to show you why my street fight name was Whopper.
Defend my honor.
I am. Nobody speaks to her like that. You get his free fries, all you're lucky.
So her girlfriend jumped over the counter right away, and then eventually Bagley was able to, you know, finally get herself over the counter and then demanded money from the cash register. The employees didn't comply, and the women and the workers began fighting. At one point, one of the women threatened to strike a worker in the face.
I'll punch you right in your stupid mouth.
Do it.
One of the lesbians at the end pushed the cash register right off the counter.
That's some force.
And then fled in a black SUV. So this woman, one of the women that we know is in custody.
You have a video?
We have a video. We'll get to that. First, I'll show you the mugshot of the day. There she is.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, is she wearing a wig?
That's a wig.
Is it a wig?
It's a wig.
Do they make you wear a wig in a mugshot?
You get my...
I don't know, but...
Listen, I don't want to look like a weirdo. Just give me a wig that makes me look identical to He-Man from the 1980s cartoon.
I nailed it, Andy.
If you go look at He-Man, He-Man has his haircut.
Just give me He-Man's hair.
Perfectly straight, bang.
Bond.
All the way down to my eyes.
When he gets those french fries,
I have the power! Yeah.
This is no Castle Grayskull.
You're so right. That is, she is E-Man.
But you're right. Why would you let someone wear a wig unless they're being very generous to her?
I don't think it's a wig.
I think that's her hair.
It's way too luxurious.
That's not her hair.
It's way
can't
too.
Can't be her hair.
Well, here's the video that's up at DavidCheckTheFreak.com as well.
To her,
yes,
no.
Because they bleeped out the bad words. So here's a little taste.
Let's see
of the,
her in action.
Yeah,
with her hair.
She's over here. The girlfriend has already jumped the counter.
You know what?
That's the girlfriend. This is her over there.
By the power.
You can't see her.
You'll see her in a second.
Okay. When she jumps.
When she tries to get over the counter. She goes. She didn't make the first attempt. She had to push herself up again.
I'm in. By the power of Grayskull.
Come on. World star.
World star. World star.
It might be.
Look at that.
Oh my God. She can barely get up on the counter.
She's like me hopping over the boards in hockey.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think it's her hair.
That's what I'm saying.
What's her name? Let's look her up.
Her name is Natasha Bagley.
It looks like in this video, you can see the roots.
Yeah, that's
looks
the
like
only
the mugshot. She must have just got her hair did.
Oh, maybe it's a...
She got her hair done right before the...
Right before
she
shot.
There she is. Well.
Okay, okay, there we go.
It's not her hair.
It's not her
Can
hair.
Can you take the He-Man wig off?
While we take let's make some compromise. One with the wig, one without.
Yeah, did they take two?
They did. They did take two.
They took two.
They took one
Look
with
at
the
her.
Wig.
Is that her in court? Or she is in court?
Yeah.
That's more like it.
Yeah, that's one is with that the wig and her, one without.
Is that her right there? The
This one?
The My Life report? No, two over.
To the right.
Right that there. One.
This? How could that be her? My God, I think it might be.
I do. I think it's her.
It's those tricky camera shots.
Yeah.
She did angle and up top.
That's absolutely her. That's where she's from.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
You put that on social media or
social
dating sites.
Media. You really
and you'll
believe
get,
it?
Guys will like her and then
I'll
she
be
shows
honest,
up.
I'm just pretty relaxed.
Oh my God.
I like Burger King a lot. I just love fries. Free if I can
my
get them.
My God, her picture that she has on My Life is so different than she looks in real life.
But see, this is why the other day, like, someone had a photo and I was like, I don't believe that this girl is attractive or whatever. And I feel like it's the exact same thing. This photo looked almost exactly like the other one.
Look. Yeah. Okay, look at that
you
picture.
You have no idea.
Is this picture 20 years old?
No.
No.
It's just the angle and the way they
angle
took it.
And lights.
Angle, lights, probably a filter.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
you got to go look at more of the photos and then you go like usually
yeah.
It shows the whole story.
Yeah, this girl
like,
looked normal.
Story.
She shows up looking like a fat He-Man.
He-Man.
That's crazy. The difference in appearance of this lady.
They literally let her wear a wig for one of the shots.
Look, you guys, it's the same. Mm-hmm. She has the same tank top lifted up her big old bitties.
I wonder if it's like, well, we know she wears this wig, so we want at least one of those photos so that you can see how she tends to be.
Yeah, wow.
That's crazy. That one angled shot.
Yeah, that
insane.
My Life thing came from one of her social media pages, so she probably fools some people.
Bet she has an Instagram.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, I do.
For sure.
Everyone has an Instagram now.
Natasha, Natasha.
She's Natasha.
Bagley?
Bagley. And she's from, actually, Hialeah.
There's just a million Natasha Bagleys. Florida. It's like going to be impossible to
find hers. She must have taken a million photos to get that one.
Oh, yes. But that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
So close up on the face. Everything.
Like that. Oh, yeah.
And above, the above.
Can't even see.
And the filters.
There she is. See how she's hiding her triple chins and...
Right.
It's amazing.
It is incredible, isn't it? What a skill.
I mean, but it's scary for people if you are looking to date.
She have a bunch of photos or is it all locked down?
It's all locked down.
Yeah.
The only one picture, just a profile picture, is the only one that you can see. But that, guys, I can see how guys are fooled.
And she
guys,
looks like gold dust.
Guys tell us stories.
I think more like Bam Bam Bigelow.
Well, in this
He-Man
photo
hair.
That Dave had, it's like a gold dust wig, and she kind of has like a golden skin.
Gold dust.
But so guys tell us these stories, and I'm like, how could you be that fooled? And then I see these pictures of how this woman portrayed herself on social media compared to how she is in real life. And it is unbelievable.
Not even the
like,
same
if
person.
Like, if I clicked on that person on Tinder and I showed up and it's that person, what the F, Lise? Yeah. What the F? I'd be like, excuse me, is your daughter
like,
home?
Like, who are you?
Yeah. Oh, where's... No, I'm looking for this lady.
Yeah,
I'm on a date with this lady? Yeah. Not he, man.
Here. She goes crazy over the fries.
Yeah.
You go on a date, she goes crazy over the fries.
Just to kill people?
No, I'm done with Tinder.
I'll get you. No, I'll go buy them. I'll go buy them. Just don't eat anybody.
So I understand. Before, I've been like, you guys are idiots that you fell for that. Now I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I can see how someone can drastically make themselves look so different in a profile pic compared to how they really look in real life.
You have to, you have to really investigate. You have to really look at are all the pictures the same angle, the same thing? Are there multiple?
Yes.
Are there any just unfiltered beach shots?
You can always find the real pictures.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Because, I mean, you know, with anything I ever do, like I'm sending pictures to somebody, it's real raw green bean. That's no filter.
But that's, honestly, that's always the way I thought it should be. I understand making yourself look a bit better or, you know, but drastically hiding something about your appearance.
But if this lady put that picture on... If she was looking to date,
yeah.
Her wig picture,
the He-Man picture.
Oh yeah,
there's no way He-Man's getting dates.
Yeah,
that's getting dates. Her profile pic is getting dates. He-Man is not going to get her any dates.
The amazing thing about guys is guys, they decide to say yes to the one photo. They show up at her house and they still do it.
Now that's shocking.
Some of them, yeah.
They still do it.
The guys that say
they still do it.
She was 100 pounds heavier and like, well, I was horny, so I
was there. Yeah.
I shaved my pubes for this.
Yeah.
Might as well.
One of the telltales with this photo is that she doesn't have the rest of her on there.
Yeah.
It's just her head.
Yeah.
So as a dude, or a lady looking to date, you got to be like, you have arms and legs, right? I'd like to see them.
Anyone who is in shape will have arms and legs in a photo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eventually. Maybe not much.
Right.
But eventually, you will find it.
You're just a floating head with hair in all your pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Telltale
she
signs.
Literally in that picture that Dave had wrapped her hair around her chin.
By the power of White Castle, I have the power.
Yeah. She's fueled by White Castle, all right.
Oh, yes, she is for sure. And Burger King. So check her out when you get a second up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Woman in Nevada gave birth in her car on the way to the hospital. Imagine you're in the back seat as the son, Andy.
Oh, there's a little kid.
The kid in the back seat filmed the whole thing.
It all on tape.
Holy smokes. I thought it was just a stork and a baby, but nope.
Hold the camera.
There's a lot more jelly than you think. There's a lot more moisture. Oh, my little brother's so gross. Oh, geez. Mom.
The smells.
Oh, the smells.
I don't think often about the smell of birth.
You shouldn't.
There's a smell to it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know how.
There's a smell.
There's a birth smell?
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a birth smell.
That's tough. The baby's been in 9 months, a baby and all that baby jelly.
Well, yeah, I bake a cake in the oven for 20 minutes and it smells delicious.
This ain't no cake.
Well, that ain't cake, and that's baby's been doing stuff. You know,
using the bun in the oven.
Oh, man. Yeah, I never even thought about the smell of birth.
You shouldn't. Why would you ever think about it, really?
Yeah.
You know?
As guys that have been there, we know.
Yeah, you don't think about that part of it. It's always odorless on TV or whatever.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I luckily wasn't trapped in a car with the birth smells, too, like this couple. So this woman in Nevada gave birth in her car on the way to the hospital, her son filming the whole thing from the back seat.
I would not make my kid film.
Well, they didn't know the kid was filming. KTNV News with the story here.
Snapchat.
Here we go.
good.
Not good.
Gotcha.
Mike, the baby's coming out.
No, no.
Oh, Mike, the baby's coming out.
I'm supposed to drive your feet on the dashboard like that.
Memorial Day weekend to remember a Henderson
Sweet
couple
Jesus.
Welcomes their fourth
this
child in
crazy.
Their car. The father posted the video on Facebook, and it's now gone viral, getting millions of views. Reporter Cynthia Maldonado is live in the studio. Now, Cynthia, how's the family and the baby doing?
Nina, it's a girl, and she is one healthy baby, and the father is calling this a beautiful nightmare. And if you're at home watching, no worries. This is a PG-13 video.
Say hi to Jolie Laverne Addison, a.k.a. Infinity Baby. That's what the internet is calling her.
She's so precious.
She doesn't know it, but her mom and dad are kind of famous thanks to this video.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like it feels fine.
Oh, man. Mike, the baby's coming out.
No, no.
Oh, Mike, the baby's coming out.
No, he's like, no. Come on, baby.
Oh,
my God. Damn it. They just slid right out of there.
Hurry up. Her big brother and her two crying sisters.
Kids like, that's a layer. Oh, God, I saw fluids. I saw a splash, dude.
On the
PG-13, my ass. 13 action news.
Yeah, like Andy's been
it's
affected.
Like a horror show.
This is worse for Andy.
34. And it was like those two 35. Little girls.
Yeah.
I'm 35 and I'm like horrified.
He's forever changed after seeing that baby come up feet first.
Dude, there was a splash.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, there's splash.
Did you see
my
the kids?
Favorite
though?
The
kids
the
were the best.
In the back seat.
Oh, come on.
He's coming out.
No, no.
Oh, Mike, the baby's coming out.
Snapchat.
Baby Jolie was born yesterday in her dad's Infinity. In the back seat. Hurry up. Her big brother and her two crying sisters.
Help!
There was a big splash.
Did you see it?
There was a big. You guys missed
I
the
didn't
splash?
See the splash.
Dude, the light reflected off of it.
Yeah, there's a big splash.
What's like, underneath her thigh?
Yeah,
sisters.
Her left thigh.
Okay, watch here. Look.
Oh my.
Freshly squeezed baby juice.
Ew, oh, God. Yeah, those kids are like, this is hilarious. Mom's so full of fluids. She's so full of fluids and people. That's so traumatic. Dad's Xfinity or whatever.
Infinity.
Infinity. Not very nice anymore. Time to sell it.
Intense situation I've ever been in.
Michael says they were headed to a checkup at Henderson Hospital. His wife wasn't due until June 8th.
We're making a pre-baby delivery video, just getting ready to welcome the baby into the world, you know, in the future. You know, we didn't expect it to happen within that next 4 minutes.
And what felt like an eternity was all captured by Jaden. He's covered. 10.
Crazy, honestly. I would just say it was a surprise because we were just in the backseat. I was recording. I guess he forgot. I was at the phone.
Nurses and doctors are also seen helping the family after they arrived to the ER.
6 hours later, I watched the video. I'm like, oh, wow. He recorded the whole thing, you know, and it was the perfect PG-13 angle.
I think it's pretty awesome because everyone around the world is like watching something I recorded. So I feel pretty good.
Since then, Michael's post has gone viral, reaching thousands of views and shares.
After I watched the video, I'm like, man, I feel like I have to share this with the world. This was just, it was exciting to me. Like I said, it was a beautiful nightmare.
The true champ here is the mother, so congratulations to her. And the father was telling me that he promised his wife a minivan, so now he started a GoFundMe so they can hopefully get some money for a minivan and get some money for the deposit because they're a family of six now.
That is
six.
Stop.
Cute baby.
Monetize that viral video.
I was going to say, just monetize the video.
Monetize
you'll be fine.
The video.
That kid's so much more mature than me. Like, my interview would have been way different. I'd have been like, that's pretty gross, honestly. That's a beautiful nightmare. I'd leave the beautiful part out of it. Because it's just a nightmare, really. It was like, I never even imagined anything like that. Did you see the splash?
What did you think when the fluids came out of your mother?
Well, I just thought about the fact that I'm never, ever, ever going to want to have any of that sex.
I don't ever think I ever want to do that. That is gross.
Your two little sisters seem quite terrified by everything.
Yeah, they're different now. They don't speak anymore. One went mute. She just writes.
Yeah.
Now, so that's different.
And the odor? Would you describe the odor to us?
You know how it's like when you have McDonald's in a car and then the car smells like McDonald's for like 2 days?
Yeah.
It's like that times a million.
Yep.
It's like that times a million, but worse. It's not fries.
No.
It's baby fluids.
But other than that, you're pretty good, though.
No, I'm different forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. It's gonna be a rough little life. So, I'll probably end up on the radio or something.
All right. Yeah. All right, Jaden. Little Jane, he was
mature about it. He was.
He didn't see anything.
Ooh.
Luckily for him.
It was just the perfect angle. There was no bits to be seen.
If you're going
to
record it, recording it from the
back and side.
Backside is good.
Yeah, it's
not in the line of fire.
I find it highly disturbing.
Yeah, as a young kid, that would make an impression. Even as a man, I said I'd never want my kid to be brought into the world that way.
Yeah, she said it was her fourth baby, so that thing just slid right out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what surprised Andy.
Yeah,
how fast it just slipped out.
That was whole shoulders and everything.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Boop. There's a baby.
Yep.
Nuts. All right, an African man was trying to be smuggled into Europe. Remember, there's a famous one. A famous smuggling story we did, and it was the Mexican guy, like, in the seat.
They built him down to the seat.
They
yes.
built him into the seat
like
of
the
a
car
vehicle.
Seat?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was incredible the first time I saw it.
You never seen that?
I haven't seen
that. Oh, my God. We got
to
find that.
Oh, we have to show you that first. Just Google, I'm sure, Mexican guy in car seat.
I've never seen this.
There he is.
They built him, dude,
into the car seat. The cheapest, worst transformer ever. But yeah, that's...
Like, they got me.
There's totally nobody here, just the seat.
Just the seat.
I swear.
If you want to see what we're talking about, Google Mexican guy in car seat.
Dude.
But this one's even crazier. An African man was found crammed behind the glove box of a car... and a bid to get to Europe.
Yeah!
Is your glove compartment singing songs?
Get up, oh, yeah.
No.
No.
That's just the radio.
That's just
my radio.
Car makes that noise.
He's pretty happy for being in a glove box.
Yeah.
Behind a glove box.
He's getting out. He's getting out of there.
Get up, 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 up.
Look at that. Singing. That's crazy.
This picture's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There is the
How's
guy.
How's that possible?
They must have hollowed out this front whole section,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Get up, up, up.
You're going to have to keep it down in there. We're going to get caught.
If you scroll down, you can see it from like the engine compartment view.
Oh my God.
That's an uncomfortable ride.
You do it.
That's how bad things
yeah,
are.
I guess, right?
Desperate.
So he was not the only one. It was one of four people spotted in vehicles trying to be smuggled out of the country on the same day by authorities. They were discovered in Morocco. Three people were found in separate cars at the border. At Morocco on May 24th, two hid in special compartments behind the dashboard. A third was under a rear seat. Two were treated by medics for disorientation and joint pain. A fourth person was also found under a truck.
If the radio is still there, you could say it was the radio.
Sure. That was just
just the radio going on. Sounds muffled. Why does it sound so muffled? That's just a channel, man.
So I guess he's singing. We're trying to smuggle him.
He's got to kick him.
Jumping in there.
Oh, man. He loves this part.
Keep it down.
This is the part he always gets loud
Keep
at.
Keep it down.
He has a drum in there.
How did he get a drum?
How did he fit that in there?
He must have had it in his pockets or something. I don't know why you'd say.
We're gonna get caught. Totally, this guy has to keep it down.
How's he doing that? There's literally only room for his body in there.
Pretty good.
He's awesome. My favorite part.
It's catchy.
Oh!
We talked about that. You're going to get caught by the authorities.
Oh, they're always going to hear this.
I don't know where he got the drum.
A lot of room in there.
Worst smuggling guy ever.
It is funny that halfway through his singing, he busts out a drum.
He's pinned so tight, but he's got one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not the guy you want to smuggle.
So they got him.
They got him.
Yeah.
We knew he was in there because of the drumming.
Yeah.
Dead
car was off.
Someone said when they turned on the AC, they started singing The Circle of Life from The Lion King.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.